everyone. Welcome back to another episode of She Means Business. I'm your host, Shekha Balani, founder of Chic Studio. And today we're diving into a topic that's very close to my heart, navigating challenges as a female entrepreneur. This podcast is for all my female founders out there and aspiring entrepreneurs that are looking to scale their business or that just want better representation in the industry that they're in. In this episode, we're going to talk about the unique challenges women face in business, but also the incredible opportunities that come along with being a woman in the entrepreneurial world. I'll be sharing some of my personal stories and lessons learned along the way, and I'll be giving you some practical advice on how to build resilience, confidence, and leadership skills as a female entrepreneur. So go ahead and grab your coffee, get comfortable, and let's dive in. The first kind of topic I want to focus on is the unique challenges around being a female entrepreneur. So let's start by acknowledging that being an entrepreneur comes with its fair shares of challenges, regardless of the gender. But as women, we do face some unique obstacles that can add an extra layer of difficulty. And that's completely okay to admit. Unfortunately, gender bias is very real in the business world, from being underestimated by investors to not only being taken seriously by your potential clients or partners. Many women encounter situations where their expertise is questioned simply because they're female. I've experienced this firsthand so many different times, and especially in a male-dominated industries like tech and events, which is basically the industry I'm in, I faced this a lot. In the early days of Chic Studio, I would often find myself in meetings where I was the only woman in the room and I could feel doubt even before I said a word. It's so scary just being in a meeting room and just looking around and you're not even seeing a single woman there. It definitely adds a layer of kind of low confidence, I would say. I remember this one time really early in my career when I even started working at a major company in the events industry, and my boss pulled me aside because I told him, oh, I'm going to get married. Like, you know, I just got engaged at that point. And he asked me, Shekha, are you just going to become a housewife after getting married? You know, take care of the kids and leave your job. I understand that he was concerned about, you know, the role and whether I would stick to it, you know, after being married and all of that. But at that time, I was speechless. I couldn't believe that someone would actually ask me that or even say that to me, especially in the professional setting. It was completely out of line and so deep-rooted in outdated ideas of what women are supposed to do, basically. Imagine being questioned about your future like that, not based off your real work ethic or ambition, but on your gender and some archaic stereotype. That experience left a mark on me, to say the least. It also fueled my determination to prove that my career is not something to be questioned or diminished because I'm a woman. I love what I do so much, and no matter what stage of life I'm in, if I love what I'm doing, I would never quit. Anyways, this kind of happens a lot. People make assumptions about our ambitions based on our gender, not our abilities. But we have to challenge those assumptions and keep moving forward. Now, it's also very, very important that I touch on the subject of balancing expectations. There's often this challenge of constantly juggling between personal and professional life. I do agree that this is also a case with, you know, probably men. But as a woman, there's often this unspoken expectation to have it all together, whether that's being perfect entrepreneur, being the perfect partner, or even being the perfect mom. The pressure to balance everything flawlessly can be so overwhelming and can lead to burnout. I remember when I was getting married, I also decided that I wanted to train for my first marathon. I completed my half marathon, I think in 2019, a couple of years ago. And I don't know why I thought it would be the perfect time that as I'm, you know, scaling my business, I'm also planning a wedding. And on top of that, I could handle a full marathon. Some part of me thought that it was a very wise decision. And maybe a part of me just thought that it would help me remain accountable to have to train every day, though I was super exhausted because at that time I was just neglecting my health and self-care. So that was what my mind was going through. it worked for a bit. And then not only did I find it so hard to carve 2 hours out of my day to running, but I also struggled to run in the Dubai heat. It was also very unrealistic for me to try and juggle everything, which led me to drop out of the marathon training. Being an entrepreneur for over 5 years now, it's taught me that it's actually okay to quit. This applies to your personal life too. So be realistic with yourself on what you can and what you cannot do. And don't be afraid to pull out and just stop trying to be perfect, because no one's perfect out there. The next topic I want to talk about is the lack of representation in the industry. When I started out, there weren't as many women in leadership roles that I could look up to, that I could learn from, especially in the UAE. The lack of female role models in certain industries can make entrepreneurial journey feel very isolating at times, especially in the industry I'm in. Women make up 76.9% of event professionals globally, but only 22.6% hold senior roles. Region-wide, and even in the GCC as well, only 30% of women own businesses. Being one of them, I know how hard it is to establish Chic Studio as a trusted leader in both the marketing industry and in the live events industry. It's actually interesting, but every time I speak to a female founder in my industry, they're always so pleased to move forward and work with me, especially because of the lack of representation in the industry. They jump at the opportunity to work with other female founders more readily than male founders. So anyways, this challenge of representation is also an opportunity to break barriers and to create the space where more women can thrive. And that's what I want to focus on today. I also want to highlight that in my podcast series, I do want to focus heavily on the female entrepreneurial journey, how we face so many more challenges compared to men, and how we should actually focus on building a better representation and role models that aspiring female entrepreneurs can look up to. I think this goes without saying, but you can learn from maybe my personal stories in this podcast. Building Chic Studio hasn't been easy, but every hurdle I've faced has taught me something important. When I first launched Chic Studio, I remember pitching my services to potential clients who would question my ability to even deliver results, especially in the live event space. There was this underlying assumption that because I was young and I was a female, I wouldn't have the experience or insights to manage high budget campaigns for big name artists. Instead of letting those doubts discourage me, I used them as fuel. I knew I had the skills, I knew I had the experience and the vision to create successful campaigns. So I doubled down on proving my worth through the results. And this is what I do with everything that I kind of focus on in life. I let my work speak for itself. I was determined to show that gender had nothing to do with my ability to deliver excellence. Another lesson I learned was how to handle rejection. As a female entrepreneur, you will face rejection time and time again, whether it's from potential clients, investors, or even people you thought would support you. There was a time I pitched to a major promoter, and after weeks of negotiation, they went with another agency, citing that I was too new in the industry, and I just laughed at that. At first, I was devastated, but I realized that rejection is part of the journey, like every new company that you start. It's part of the journey. Instead of seeing it as a setback, I used it as an opportunity to refine my pitch, improve my strategies, and approach the next opportunity with even more confidence. That same client eventually came back to me a year later when they saw the success of the other campaigns I'd run. This is just to tell you that whatever is in your kind of faith will take place. Here's another example. Have you ever noticed that some people change their tone of voice when they feel threatened by your success? I've had people send me really condescending emails, suddenly misspelling my name in ways that felt very deliberate, using phrases that were meant to undermine my confidence, and sometimes even straight up threatening me with baseless accusations. It's like they assume that they can walk all over you because you're a woman. The key takeaway here is that building confidence takes time. Dealing with the scenarios also takes time. Confidence doesn't come naturally to everyone, and I'll be honest, it didn't for me either. In the early days, I would second guess myself constantly, but over time, I realized that confidence comes from action. The more you push yourself through your comfort zone, the more you'll believe in yourself. I remember the first time I closed the biggest deal for my company, Chic Studio. It wasn't just about the money. It was about proving to myself that I was capable of running a high-level business. Now that we've talked about some of the challenges and lessons that I've learned, I want to share some actionable advice for my fellow female founders that are listening in or watching, or those of you that are thinking about starting your own business. The first advice that I would give you is to build your network. One of the most powerful things you can do as a female entrepreneur is to build a strong network of support. Surround yourself with other women who are on similar journeys. Join women's group. Attend networking events and connect with mentors who can guide you. I've also started this mentoring program that I've seen so many female join just to get advice from me about career progression or even just how to start their business and marketing related consulting. I feel like if I didn't provide this, there wouldn't really be much resource out there for these females to actually go and utilize. I can't tell you how valuable my network has been in terms of advice, referrals, and encouragement, but it took time to build that. Don't be afraid to ask help. It doesn't make you weak. It makes you resourceful. Second advice I would give you is own your expertise. Imposter syndrome is so real, especially for women in business, but you have to learn to own your expertise. You've worked hard, you've built the skills, and you deserve to be in the room. One thing that helped me was becoming comfortable with saying, I know what I'm talking about, and backing it up with the results. Data and facts can shut down a lot of doubts. The third advice I want to give you is embrace failure. Failure is part of the process. You will make mistakes, you will lose clients, deal with fall-throughs, but it's how you handle those setbacks that really matter. Every failure is an opportunity to learn and grow. Don't let the fear of holding you back from taking risks and pursuing big opportunities. I always tell everyone this that asks me for advice in business, and I always tell them, do it rather than regret it. The fourth advice I would give you is prioritize self-care. As female entrepreneurs, we often put ourselves last. But here's the thing, you can't pour from an empty cup. You need to take care of yourself mentally, physically, and emotionally if you want to succeed in business. Whether that's setting boundaries, taking time off, or finding outlets for stress, self-care is crucial to long-term success. I remember when I was starting out my business, I often spent around 12-hour days just working at my desk and not taking any breaks, or I guess taking short breaks to go and get food and eat. But besides that, I would neglect my health and well-being completely. And that was honestly the worst thing ever. And so I started to incorporate these boundaries in my life where I had to take a 1 or 2 hour break to go to the gym, a 1 hour break to go for a walk after I finish work. And setting those boundaries really helped me take care of myself in the long term. Being a female entrepreneur is a journey full of challenges, but it's also one of the most rewarding experiences you can ever have. Yes, there will be moments of doubt, frustration, and even failure, but there will also be moments of triumph, success, and fulfillment. To all the women out there who are thinking about starting a business, do it. Don't wait for the perfect moment, because there will never be one. Take the leap. Trust your skills and surround yourself with people who believe in you. And if you can't find anybody that believes in you, the most important thing is that you need to believe in you. Because I remember when I started off my business, my first business, when I was, I think, 21, I didn't have anyone around me to actually support me. But the most important thing that kept me going was my vision and my goals. Remember, every challenge you face is an opportunity to grow, learn, and become stronger. So thank you so much for joining me on this episode of She Means Business. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and leave a review. If you have any questions or topics you'd like me to cover in future episodes, feel free to reach out to me via LinkedIn or Instagram. Until next time, stay strong, stay confident, and keep chasing your dreams.